Welcome to Hanging at the Hangar Bar. I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Lacey. Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hangar Bar. You are hanging out with Lacey and Scott today. Yay.
Hello.
This is a new combination. We haven't done just the two of us, so that's a little different.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. So we're doing a little something different today. So we've been at this for just about a year.
Yeah.
We started just a little over a year ago. We've done about 40 episodes, I think.
That
something like
so
that.
So crazy.
Yeah. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. So we thought it would be a good time to just sort of sit back and say, you've gotten to know a little bit about our personalities over the last year if you're a regular listener, but you haven't really been introduced to us. So we thought it'd be fun to just sit back and do a little bit of an interview style. So today we're going to interview Lacey, get to know her Disney story, and I'm going to quiz her on all sorts of Disney things. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. This is a hard quiz.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It is. We little Lacey Disney trivia.
Pressure is on.
It is. Okay. So you ready to get started?
I am.
Okay. Let's just start with how did you get into Disney? How's Disney your thing?
Well, it started when I was a very young child, and my first ever movie that I watched was actually The Lion King.
Okay.
And I was like 2 or 3, and I learned how to run the VCR, the rewind button, and the play button. And yes, I said VCR.
Right. So you're not that young.
No, I am not. So yeah, VCR, I don't think DVD players were even out then. So it wasn't just because they were too expensive. It was because that's all we had.
They didn't exist yet.
Right. So I would watch that and rewind, watch it again over and over. And we're just kind of grew up on Disney movies.
Okay.
And yeah, I just, Disney music, movies, love it.
Nice. So what was the first Disney movie you saw in a theater?
Hercules.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How old were you when you saw that one?
Oh boy. I would have to see when it came out. I think it was 97, okay. 98. So I would have been probably 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. So still pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Lion King came out, what, 88, 89, something like that? Candace is going to kill us for when she listens back to this. Like, how do you not know that?
I know. Hercules came out in 97, and The Lion King came out actually in 94.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That was the golden era of, like, modern Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like that 90 to 98, 99 range is when all the best movies came out.
I agree. Like Toy Story. Yeah. And oh, yeah.
Back when Pixar and Disney were just starting to merge a little bit.
So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Got exposed to Disney as a little tyke through the parents. What was your first Disney memory?
Disney memory?
Yeah.
Like, just in general, not Disney World memory.
Yeah, just okay. Disney memory. The first thing, the first time you recognized Disney.
Okay, so my grandmother at her job, she had this like work party, and they rented out a movie theater to go see Toy Story 2.
Ooh.
And it was just such a big experience, like Disney experience, because they were also giving away, which sounds weird, but they were also giving away stuffed animals from the movie A Bug's Life during okay. it. So I don't know why, you know, I know they're both Pixar. It was really weird, but I don't know. It was just kind of like, you know, watching the movies as a child, they would have those Disneyland, Disney World commercials.
Yeah.
And going and seeing that movie in the theater and then getting a toy from a movie and just knowing that it was Disney. Yeah, that's, I love that memory.
Do you still have your stuffed toy?
I do somewhere. It's in storage. Yeah, it's a little Heimlich, or not Heimlich. Why am I blanking on his name? Flick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, you joke, you were talking about the Disney World and Disneyland commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Candace and I were watching football this past weekend, and I, like 2 weeks ago, I said, Disney doesn't have to advertise anymore. You never see advertisements. And we're sitting there watching football or watching something, and they started playing Disney World commercials again. Mm. And I'm like, holy Moses, what's going on?
Right.
Why are they advertising Disney World? They don't have to do that, but that is such a core memory for so many people.
Right.
Like, that's the first time you learned about Disney World, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Just no, like, you know, I just remember the little kids, like, being woken up, and they're like, I'm too excited to sleep and everything, and you're just like, oh, I want to go there so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so your first trip to Disney World was when?
That was 2014 when I was 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's been a few years ago.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that trip?
Oh my gosh. There's like a huge, long list. Oh gosh. Because I mean, we also went on a cruise.
Right.
So it's like my favorite part about that trip. Probably seeing the castle for the first time.
That's like such an amazing experience, isn't it?
It really is, because it's one thing to see it through a, like, online or pictures of it, and it's a whole different thing to see it in person.
Yeah. So talk about the first time you walked around that corner and saw the castle.
I mean, I think you guys were filming me too, so the pressure was on. I'm like, because sometimes my face doesn't show at all when I'm really excited. It's more in my heart. but it was not just the castle too. It was the whole main street leading up to the castle. And it was just such a surreal experience to like actually be there, like after years and years of waiting and finally being able to be like, I'm here and the castle's literally walking distance.
Yeah. It's like, you can get to Orlando, you can go through the airport, see all the stuff, but it doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Until you're in your first theme park and you're seeing your first park weenie.
Right.
And yours was the castle, right?
No.
No, we went to Epcot first, didn't we? Okay, so your first was the big golf ball.
That was amazing, too. I love Epcot.
Well, so, yeah, you always talk about your love for Epcot. Tell us why.
I'm a huge fan of, like, the 80s and 90s. To me, that era, even though I wasn't around in the 80s, that era is just one of my favorites, because it's, like, technology is still kind of in the beginning and there's more cool things to come. And it just seemed, I don't want to say like a simpler time, but it was just more slower than it was now. And I love the cheesiness of 80s and 90s. I'm obsessed with it. And Epcot also has World Showcase. And I love learning about different cultures, especially through their food. So, you know, kind of just going around and picking a different country to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, Epcot's one of my favorite too, but you have to be careful when you're talking about the cheesiness of the 80s. Some of us lived through it and don't see it as cheesy, just so you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that all eras can be a little cheesy when you're like, even looking back at styles that I used to partake in.
Right.
10 years ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, why would I ever wear that, you know? But it's just fun.
At some point, I'll break out my junior high yearbooks and let you look through them.
Please.
You're a fan of the 80s and 90s. You'll just be like, oh my God, this is nostalgia to the T.
Oh my God, yes, I would love that.
Yeah, see young Scott.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen any pictures of you younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, youngest would be, like, your wedding.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to take care of that.
Yeah.
My high school and junior high yearbooks are all in the house.
Awesome. So. Okay. Next time I'm over, we're doing that.
Yeah, we'll break them out. Go down memory lane. Okay. You mentioned the food around World Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit of a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're a resident vegan.
Yes.
Tell us about that journey. This isn't so much Disney, but tell us about your journey from the being a foodie, then deciding to go vegan, and how your foodiness has changed.
Right. So I went vegan. It'll be actually 6 years. Like, it's like 5.5 years. Honestly, I've always poked around with the idea of being vegetarian, and I've always been on and off vegetarian because even when I was a kid, just like thinking about meat and animals, it always, you know, because I'm a huge animal lover, and I'm not saying people who eat meat aren't, but it just, in my brain, it was like, this is weird. Like, what if my cat knows I eat animals and is afraid I'm going to eat her? So I feel like I'm still a foodie, and I appreciate food and everything and all of that. And there is some things that, you know, when I see at Disney World, like through Instagram, that, you know, is not vegan friendly. Sometimes I do feel like I'm missing out, but then it is like, it is what it is, like, you know. And if I really wanted to eat it, I would eat it.
Right.
So, but, you know, nowadays, and how Disney World is so accommodating, I feel like I'm not missing out on all that much.
Yeah, I think we'll get into this a little bit more, but I think my biggest disappointment for you in our last trip when we went, which was the trip where you were a vegan, was the dessert offerings.
Yeah.
Were a little lacking.
Yeah, it was a bunch of sorbet and that was it.
Yeah, and that just feels cheap and easy for the restaurants to do, but I also get that, what, 1% of their population is coming in there vegan. It's hard to keep mass-produced things around for them.
Right, yeah.
So that's always interesting. So your first trip in 2014, not a vegan. We ate all the things. Your second trip, you weren't. Tell us about the difference in those two trips and kind of your perspective on how the trips were different because of that.
Well, it was a lot... I hate being an inconvenience. I really do. Like,
so the fact that we told everybody you had dietary issues was a problem?
No, not at all. I never want to be that person that's going to complicate things or like make a scene. That's a big thing. And I feel like, you know, being vegan at Disney, like, you know, within the past like 7 years now, I feel like it's pretty common. Like, they're already like making vegan options and stuff like that. So this time going, the only difficult / annoying part was very few options that I had, even though I would, it's my choice, obviously. And so I'm not going to sit here and complain about the lack, but you know, it is like, I feel like making something with vegetables and grains and all of that, because it's not like I'm, you know, a strictly like vegan, gluten-free, you know, like I just don't want to eat any animals. So I think that the only like annoying part was like, okay, I have like this one option or these two options to eat. Whereas when we went in 2014, it was like so many options, you know, like, do I want pasta with a lobster? Do I want like a hamburger? You know, it's not like that when you're vegan.
Yeah. You have to know more of like, you don't have the option to not be hungry for something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, if that doesn't sound good, you just then don't eat. That's
right.
That can be a little tough because, yeah, you're right. I think their menus are, they do a good job, again, of one or two, maybe even three items, depending on where you're at. But yeah, I could see that if, oh, that doesn't sound very good to me, I guess I got to get it anyway.
Right. I think it would be really cool if they had like an all vegetarian vegan menu and you add in meat to those things, like, or cheese and stuff like that.
Right. Like, yeah. We've talked about before the fact that Disney is a big enough community. They could probably support a true, like, vegan place.
Right. And, like, have meat added in as an option for those who, like, want it, you know? I just think that would be, for some places, not all, obviously, but, like, places where it makes sense. Like, I would really like to go to, what is that place? Sanaa?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like
an Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Yeah. Is that Indian food?
It's African.
African?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like some place like that would be really easy to, you know, eat meat as an add-on.
Yeah. And I've heard that about Sanaa, is they're very dietary friendly for whatever your dietary needs are.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom Lodge is another one of those places I want to stay.
Yes.
I need more money.
Too. Right.
If you're listening, support us.
You read my mind.
Okay, so I just had another question pop into my head. So we're going to leave the food in Disney World for a little bit. What was your first Disney toy? Or your favorite Disney toy?
Okay, this is so... This is... okay, it's a McDonald's toy. And do you remember those McDonald's toys that came in the VCR boxes and there was a little toy inside? If you don't, I can show you a picture.
I don't remember those.
Here, let me. I had a Flubber one. Do you remember the movie Flubber?
I remember Flubber.
Okay.
It was an Eddie Murphy flick, right?
The
original one was they remade it with Eddie Murphy, right?
No, it's Genie. Why am I blanking on his name?
Robin Williams?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Why did I think it was
The Eddie Haunted Murphy? Mansion has Eddie Murphy.
We're pausing for just a second while we confirm and Google.
Yeah, here were the little...
Oh my God, I do not remember those at all. Will really? You take a screen capture of that and send it to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, you're 100% right. Flubber was 1997, Robin Williams. I don't know, maybe the Nutty Professor?
Yes, that's Eddie Murphy.
Or the...
Yeah.
What's the one where
Albert?
The...
Albert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
fat,
the, maybe
fat
that's,
Albert.
Yeah, that's maybe the movie that I'm thinking about.
It could be.
Where Eddie Murphy was in a fat suit for most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not remember those McDonald's toys at all. And I'm kind of a McDonald's toy connoisseur.
Right?
Yeah, I don't remember those at all. Those are amazing.
Yeah. And then they also had these other ones, too, where it was like they didn't open, but they were just on top, too. And they would, like, spin around. You would, like...
Oh, those are amazing.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are really cool. So you don't still have it, right?
I don't think so, but I feel like if you went to... I mean,
you
nowadays...
You could get it on eBay.
Yeah. Or if you went to, like, a thrift store that's not Goodwill,
right.
Maybe you could find it. But...
Yeah, that's amazing. So why was that your favorite? Or why did that one pop into your mind first?
You know, the only like Disney toy I can really think of off the top of my head is I had a Simba chair. Like it was like
okay.
This comfy chair. But with toys, I was a Barbie girl.
Okay.
So I play with Barbies. Mason was my younger brother. His favorite movie was Toy Story. So he had like... RC, he had Buzz, Woody, and we would all just kind of play with them together.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if I had any. I'm sure once we turn this off, I'll think and
right.
Say, oh, I remember my first Disney toy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we loved McDonald's as kids. So whenever they had the Disney toys out, because my mom's also loves Disney.
Right.
Her mom would actually always take her to the Disney movie, so she remembers seeing, like, Rescuers in theaters.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I love that movie. So, you know, my mom's really into Disney in that sense where she just loves the movies, and every time McDonald's would have a Disney toy, she would take us to get the toy.
That's amazing. I love that story.
Yeah.
I love that. That's why we wanted to do this episode, too, is just let people get to know Lacey a little bit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so you also have, how many, again, this is not going to sound like a Disney question at first, but how many tattoos do you have?
I think 6.
Okay, of all of your tattoos, which one's your favorite?
Right now, it's my skeleton.
Okay, and it's on the back of her arm.
Mm-hmm.
We can probably even post a picture of it on the Instagram when we're ready to release this episode.
Yeah.
So I'll remind you to do that.
Okay.
So if you were to get a Disney-related tattoo, what would you get?
Okay, I think about this all the time. And I'm a big fan of, like, deep Disney. And I also, we've talked about this, I'm not a huge fan for myself of colored tattoos because they're a lot of upkeep. So I think getting just the Cinderella castle would be really like,
just like,
know,
the outline of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just like that. Because I'd want to get something Epcot, but I think it would be weird just to get the Epcot ball somewhere on my
You'd have
body.
To get prettiest girl in school tattooed right. around it or something.
That would be hilarious.
But again, you're talking color if you're going to do that. So.
Right. I know. Yeah. So I always think about, like, you know, because I'm not a big, like, quote person, mm-hmm. really. I have, like, a word and then a quote on my body, but I'm getting more into, like, actual, like, art, like, pieces. So I'd probably get, like, the Cinderella castle, or I kind of just like the silhouette of Mickey, just like a simple, like, shows I love Disney. It's just kind of simple.
Yeah. So tell us why you like tattoos.
I mean, they're art on your body. Like, sometimes, because I love Halloween, and getting, like, my jack-o'-lantern and my skeleton when it's, like, not Halloween time, because I'm, like, I love fall. This is when I feel alive, and, like, you know, it's just a cozy time, and, like, I'm most happiest during fall. So sometimes when it's, like, you know, dead of winter and we're all, like, you know, sick of it.
Right.
I'll kind of just, like, it sounds cheesy, but I'll look at my jack-o'-lantern and kind of gives me a little bit of joy, like, oh, Halloween's on its way, fall's on its way, and I don't know. It's just another way to kind of express myself. So when someone meets me, they're like, oh, she likes Halloween. Okay. So.
Nice. I had a question, but I just forgot what it was. Oh, what's the favorite of, like, all the Disney tattoos that you've seen, maybe on other people or online? What's your favorite Disney tattoo that you've seen?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I really like the one of, like, Walt holding hands with Mickey, like, the statue.
The partner statue.
Yeah. People have gotten that, like, on their arm or something, and I just love it. But also think about how much that would cost.
Right.
And then I'm like, I'll just admire it.
Right. I don't love it that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if I made more money, I would get it. But I love that tattoo because it's just so, it's like, best of both worlds.
Yeah.
It's Walt and it's Mickey, you know?
Yep.
Who's pretty much like the same in one, but it's also the creator and then the art.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's amazing. It's such a great way to look at it. The creator and then his art and what they've built is so amazing.
Yeah.
I think my most recent favorite that is sort of a deep Disney look that I like for a tattoo, I saw somebody with a tattoo of two stars on their wrist. One was lower, one was to the right, second star on the right.
Oh, I love that.
And it's just super understated, not Peter Pan, not anything, just two stars right on the wrist to sort of the second star to the right. I just thought that was really a cool way to pay homage to that story.
Yeah, and so simple,
too.
I love simple and kind of like you would have to know to understand the tattoo.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, because if you just looked at it, you'd be like, okay, they like stars or whatever, but you kind of have to see it in the Disney frame of reference to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so a few more questions for you.
Okay.
I think people know the answer to this one, but what is your opinion of the live-action remakes of Disney movies?
Okay. So I'm honestly really excited for Little Mermaid because I think that one is one of the very few exceptions to have CGI incorporated for obvious reasons. I'm just a really big fan of, like, I don't hate remakes at all. I think that sometimes they can be fun and all of that, but I just feel like sometimes, like nowadays, Disney just kind of goes a little over the top, you know? And I don't hate them necessarily, but I'm kind of getting tired of all of these remakes.
Yes.
And I want to see some more original movies.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You want to. They're good stories. I get why they're doing it, giving them to a new generation or whatever. But Disney's known for their, well, I say original storytelling. They're all stolen stories from somewhere, but telling them in a different way, in the Disney way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting away from that. Like, the originality is missing,
yeah.
I think, a little bit. So with that in mind, what's one Disney movie that absolutely should not be made into a live action?
I could make a list, but I'll... Well, I mean, let's not touch Fox and the Hound. Let's just let it be its own thing, even though I don't know if that would be, like, one that they would consider.
Well, they did it with Lion King with all animals.
Yeah, that was going to be my answer, but they already did it.
Right.
So, let's just, the animal movies, let's just
let leave. Them be animated.
Yeah, it's fine. And, you know, I mean, I'm excited for Ariel. I think that'll be interesting, and I'm so excited for the new Ariel. She looks amazing, and her voice is amazing. So in that way, doing it to where it's, like, appropriate like that. Also, maybe let's not touch Pocahontas, and let's just kind of, like, I mean, unless they're gonna, because, I mean, there's no way to do it, like, you know, historically appropriately. So let's just kind of, like, be like, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, that's one of those questionable movies anyway. Like, you just go back and you watch that and you're just, not Song of the South bad, but you're still just like,
Well, making it seem like, you know, John Smith was a, we don't need to get in, like, I'm sure you all know the actual history, but yeah, that's one that we can just,
Yeah, just skip right over that.
Yeah.
Okay, imagining you were in Disney World right now.
I'm done.
Close your eyes, walk into the Main Street shops in Magic Kingdom. Mm. What souvenir are you going for?
Oh, a mug.
Any
a coffee mug.
Any particular one that you, or a character, or...
Honestly, I would like to get a mug of, like, a ride. Because, like, character mugs, Figment. That would be my only character mug because you can't really get... Because, if you get a character mug, you can get, like, a Finding Nemo or, you know, a Lion King mug pretty much anywhere. But Figment is Disney World.
Right.
And when I go to Disney World and I get a mug, I don't separate that from, like, Disney movies, but I kind sometimes do because it's like that's a place. And when I'm drinking, I always choose mugs because I drink out of mugs constantly. And it's like when I use it, it, like, takes me back to, like, where I got this and where it's from.
Gives you flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. And the Figment mug would be a good one. What's your favorite ride in Magic Kingdom?
I feel like the Magic Kingdom ride changes all the time.
Depends on your mood.
Yeah. I'm going to say Winnie the Pooh.
That is such a fun ride.
I'm obsessed with that ride. It's like, it's a must do. It is so cute. The queue line for that is so cute. You feel like you're a little kid again. And it's just so bright and colorful. And then you do have that, like, spooky part, you know?
With the Heffalumps and Wootles.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I love Haunted Mansion and I love the People Mover. Those would be, like, up there too. But I just love that Winnie the Pooh ride.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good, I love that ride. That's probably my second favorite.
Really?
Next to Carousel of Progress.
Oh, yeah.
For me. So you were a Barbie girl growing up.
Yeah.
So are you a princess girl now? Do you like your princesses?
I do, but so when I played Barbies, they were always pretty, like, adventurous, kind of like, I love Merida. I love Mulan. I love the more, Rapunzel's kind of like that too, but I like the more ones that, like, aren't afraid to get dirty and,
right,
you know, and especially with Merida where, you know, she just wants to be herself, doesn't want to marry or anything. I love the strong female princess. So I would say in a sense that way, but I'm not like a, I've never been like a Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, like Aurora type of girl, I've always liked the animal characters.
Okay. So you're not one of those girls that needs your Prince Charming to come kiss you to wake you up, that kind of thing?
No, I'm
no.
not.
Get the heck away from me.
Yeah. No, touchy.
Okay, so of all the princesses that are kind of active, badass women, if you could have one to spend the day with you as you were going around Magic Kingdom, which one would you choose?
Ooh,
to like escort you around the park and just spend the day with you?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's do Mulan, even though I don't think I've ever seen her, really.
Yeah, I don't know if she does character meets or not, but we're not talking about
realistic
necessarily. But if you were to spend the day with a princess at the parks, who would you want to spend it with?
Yeah, Mulan.
Okay.
I think she would be, because she seems pretty chill, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, just kind of be a chill day.
Right. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Speaking of meeting characters, so last week we got your opinion on meeting Figment, since they're bringing a Figment meet and greet back.
Yes.
For meeting characters, are you a spontaneous kind of person, or are you a wait in line kind of person to meet your characters?
I would say spontaneous, in the sense where when I go, I'm not thinking like, okay, I'm going to meet this, this, and this. I'm going to go to the parks, and if they happen to, like, when I'm at that park and there is a character I want to meet, I will stand in line depending, like, Baymax. I stood in line for quite a while for Baymax, but I didn't go to that park or even Disney World, I don't think, with that intention of being like, I am going to meet Baymax.
Right.
Mostly because I don't want to be disappointed.
Right. Was Baymax your favorite character interaction?
No. My favorite character interaction of this last trip?
Is that of any trip.
Of any trip. Honestly, it was probably Chip and Dale at
Garden Grill.
Garden Grill.
Okay.
That was a fun one. Oh my gosh. They were just so cute and so like huggy, where Baymax wasn't, because of the how he is, where you really couldn't like hug him and like interact that much. Whereas Chip and Dale are, they have like the cutest person, like they have personalities and they're the cutest little characters that you feel like you're actually like interacting with them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Their personalities. And my favorite character meet and greets are those same ones where the characters get to show off their personalities a little bit. Like my interaction with Scrooge McDuck in Animal Kingdom. That was so much fun. And I'll remember that forever. And it was all because of his personality and kind of interacting with the environment around. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What advice would you give to somebody that came to you and said, I don't know about Disney. Like, I don't know if I should be into it or not. What would you tell them?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of different reasons why a person wouldn't want to be involved with Disney, whether that is more of like the way they are as a company and like doesn't want to support a company that makes a lot of money, even though I feel like Disney is pretty responsible when it comes to that stuff. But I feel like with a lot of people who do not like Disney, I think it's because that they didn't grow up with Disney. And I think it's important, like a lot of our love that we have for things is stuff that we were introduced to as children. So it's got like that nostalgic factor in it too. But I would say that Disney is for every age, and that, you know, you can never force someone to like something, but there's something in it for everyone. And I feel like it's also a pretty inclusive place to be, movies to watch, especially now they're getting so better with that. And don't knock it until you really give it a chance.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So what would you introduce somebody to in the Disney universe to help them sort of see the joy that is Disney for you?
I would make them watch probably Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yes.
Because it doesn't have that, like, it has a little bit of music, but it's not super, it's not sad, really. It's hilarious. And it's like, I don't know, because I feel like some people who don't like Disney, they're either bored or it's not funny enough or it's too sad. And I just feel like that movie breaks all of those stereotypes.
Yeah, that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I know that's one of your favorites. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh my gosh.
As of today.
As of today? That's a really tough question. I wasn't prepared for this.
I told you it was going to be, it's a quiz. It's hard.
Because it's like there's Pixar and then there's like classics.
Right.
Honestly, I really like the movie Rescuers.
Okay. It's been forever since I've seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just one that, like, I'll always go back and watch that one. It's like a super comfort. And I would say Lion King, because I love the Lion King. But I feel like I watched it way too much when I was a kid to where it's kind of like, if I watch it, I can quote the whole thing.
Right.
So
you don't need the sing-along words? No.
No.
Okay, so in the last two or three years, Disney has released some pretty good movies. What's your favorite, or what do you think is the best recent Disney movie from like the last 5, 10 years?
Ooh, 5 or 10 years? That's a good question too. Probably Big Hero 6.
Okay, I've not seen that one.
Oh, it's fun. That one is, it's funny and it's like action packed and it really surprised me. I did not think I was going to like that one.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll kind of wrap up here because we're getting up there. You're a avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So again, not Disney related necessarily. What are you reading right now?
Lock Every Door. Oh, shoot. It's by Ruth Ware. I always forget the titles because I whip through them so fast.
What's your favorite genre of book generally? Are you a spooky, like, crime drama? Cheesy romance?
I like The Turn of the Key is the book
okay.
I'm reading. My favorite is thrillers.
Okay.
So I love the twists and turns and all of that. And I read a lot from the same authors, so I know their styles. So it's fun to kind of guess who's the bad guy.
Right. Okay. Have you read a lot of Disney books?
So, no. They do have, like, the villain books and all of that. But I feel like those books are geared more towards like middle school.
Okay.
And, for some reason, for the life of me, it's so hard to get into that like adolescent mindset, which makes me so sad because I love my youth about me, but like reading a book, I can watch a movie for that's intended for, you know, that demographic. But, reading a book is just so like cheesy to me that I'm like, I can't do this.
Right.
So no, I haven't. If they made like some adult Disney books or something, or
yeah. Are you a nonfiction fan at all? Do you ever read any nonfiction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you read any good Disney nonfiction?
No, I haven't. I've been curious about it. I know Candace has a pretty good selection and all of that. You know, I love the, like, kind of docuseries or sorts on Disney Plus and stuff, learning about the history, and especially after our trip to Marceline. It's really, really cool to see, you know, all the history behind the parks and all of that. I am a little bit more interested in the history behind the movies more than the parks for some odd reason. I don't know why, but like learning about like the animation and all of that to me just is so interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, last formal question for you. Favorite Disney memory? Parks, growing up, whatever. What's your favorite Disney memory?
You know, I think, and it's going to tie our whole podcast up, but it really was that night we were at the Hangar Bar drinking. Literally just got there that day and had our whole week ahead of us. We were so relaxed in that moment, and it's just my favorite because it's like we were at Disney, but it was like so relaxing. And for those, you know, who frequent to Disney know how hard it is to truly relax when you're at Disney World. So that one is just my all-time favorite.
That's awesome. And I lied. One more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we are a podcast. We are the Hanging at the Hangar Bar podcast. Why did you want to be a part of this?
Because I love talking about Disney. And you, Candace, and Lariah are the only people who really get it. Because everyone else in my life that I talk to face to face has either never been or doesn't think it's like as cool as we do. And so just being able to talk about all of our thoughts and feelings into a microphone to anybody who wants to listen is just, you know, it's fun to me to just talk Disney. Like, it's like serotonin, you know, like, ooh, like today at work, I'm going through the day and I'm like, oh, only 4 more hours. And then we get to talk as much Disney as we want.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, I'm going to give you parting shots. What else do you want our listeners to know about Lacey?
I've been told that I have really bad RBF, but I promise that I'm like the nicest person ever. I'm just super awkward.
I don't know that I'd use the term awkward, but RBF, I could see it. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not as knowledgeable as Scott and Candace. I just love Disney. They're the ones that really do the deep dives. And then when they tell me the information, I don't have to physically research it myself. So I'm like, yes, tell me everything without me having to like get in there and do it myself.
Right. Tell me all the things.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I think we are going to wrap it up here. So thank you, Lacey, for being the first to volunteer, for being put under the spotlight of the Get to Know the Podcaster series.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. And thank you all for tuning in. Interact with us on our socials. Let us know what you think. Say hey to Lacey out on our socials and just wave, give her a good wave hello. And remember, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow.